Jets from Accretion Disk Dynamos, Consistent Quenching Modes for Dynamo and Resistivity, by Giancarlo Mattia et al. Astrophysical jets are launched from strongly magnetized systems that host an accretion disk surrounding a central object. The origin of the magnetic field, which is a key component of the launching process, is still an open question. Here we address the question of how the magnetic field required for jet launching is generated and maintained by a dynamo process. By carrying out non-ideal MHD simulations, Pluto code, we investigate how the feedback of the generated magnetic field on the mean field dynamo affects the disk and jet properties. We find that a stronger quenching of the dynamo leads to a saturation of the magnetic field at a lower disk magnetization. Nevertheless, we find that, while applying different dynamo feedback models, the overall jet properties remain unaffected. We then investigate a feedback model which encompasses a quenching of the magnetic diffusivity. Our modeling considers a more consistent approach for mean field dynamo modeling simulations, as the magnetic quenching of turbulence should be considered for both a turbulent dynamo and turbulent magnetic diffusivity. We find that, after the magnetic field is saturated, the Blandford Payne mechanism can work efficiently, leading to more collimated jets that move, however, with slower speed. We find strong intermittent periods of flaring and knot ejection for low Coriolis numbers. In particular, flux ropes are built up and advected towards the inner disk, thereby cutting off of the inner disk wind, leading to magnetic field reversals, reconnection and the emergence of intermittent flares. This was Jets from Accretion Disk Dynamos, Consistent Quenching Modes for Dynamo and Resistivity, by Giancarlo Mattia et al.